If you're a foreign owner of real estate in the U.S., you're probably familiar with FRPTA, the Foreign Investment and Real Property Tax Act of 1980. If you aren't familiar with it, even if you're a U.S. citizen, you need to be if you sell property here. Julie Lepore of FRPTA Solutions of Fort Myers is with us today to explain why. You can hear what she had to say, along with a big surprise in our lightning round, starting right now.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast, the show about everything real estate with a personal touch. From the production studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I am indeed your host, Jim Sandville, here in the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful and sunny Fort Myers, Florida. I'm here, as usual, with our board op and producer, Jerry Johnson. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jim. How are you today?
Good. How are you feeling this week?
This week, I'm feeling, we're going to say good.
Yeah, you all ready for the holidays, or were they good holidays, I should say?
By the time this airs, yes, I'm going to say that they were good holidays.
What'd you get for Christmas?
I can't remember. That's the problem. Okay. When you get to my age.
I was trying to give you a self-fulfilling prophecy here.
I get you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but whatever widget you wanted, you would get. But.
I like all kinds of widgets. As long as you can. A good friend told me, as long as you can plug it in or it requires batteries, that's probably a good idea for
that's,
a guy.
You know, I happen to agree with that.
I thought you would.
Yeah, it has to plug in or have batteries, and I want it. I need it, and I'll be an early adopter of it. So in any event, enough silliness there about Christmas gifts. We're here to talk about real estate. We talk on this show about all things real estate. We talk about it mainly from the perspective of the realtor, but also if you are a home buyer, home seller, or home dweller, you will find interesting topics for you here on the Royal Palmcast. So we appreciate your finding us on your podcast machine. And tell a friend if you liked it, and hopefully we can grow our listenership. You know, Jerry, we really are growing a lot lately, I'm proud to say.
Really?
Yeah, not just in Florida, but we're now heard in 29 or 30, I think it's 29 countries.
Wow.
And 430-ish cities, last I looked.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned something about that previously, and I think you said the only place, one of the few places we're lacking is Antarctica.
And Oceania. Oceania is the other one, which is Australia and New Zealand.
So Olivia Newton-John's not tuning in?
She is, but she's in Beverly Hills, counts as our California audience. But in any event, hey, we've got a great guest in the studio today. We're going to talk about, speaking of foreign lands and 29 countries, we've got somebody who is an expert at FRPTA, which I won't even deign to explain right here. I'll have our guest do it. Her name, and she's been with us before, her name is Julie Lepore. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you for having me. How are you?
We're doing great.
Yeah, it's great to have you back.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So we talked last time about real estate scams and fraud, and it's an area that you've gotten to know, unfortunately, I guess, a little too well because of your work as director of FRPTA Solutions in Cape Coral, Florida.
Yes, sir.
So let's jump right into it. Talk to me about what FRPTA is, and how'd you happen to get into that business?
FRPTA. I joke around. I say it's the dreaded F word of real estate because everyone's so afraid of it. But FRPTA, it stands for the Foreign Investment and Real Property Tax Act. So back in the 80s, you know, you had foreign investors, you had domestic investors, and everyone was buying low and selling high and making a ton of profit. But there was nothing in place to make sure that foreign investor filed a tax return and paid their fair share of taxes. In fact, you know, most of the treaties said that they didn't have to. So when FRPTA came around in the 1980s, it overturned that. And so now when a foreign person sells, an estimated tax has to be paid right then and there.
Yeah, I remember back in the 70s, the Japanese were buying up huge amounts of real estate in the U.S., commercial especially, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
So FRPTA leveled the playing field for everybody. Okay. It made sure that everybody paid capital gains tax that owed it.
Huh. Did that, what effect did that have on the demand for real estate from foreign entities?
Well, they say it slowed it down a little bit. In fact, even to this day, every once in a while, you'll see that they've got something on the docket to try to get FRPTA, you know, taken out of the tax code. But so far, it's still there and still going strong. And mm-hmm. Especially right now, we have just so many foreign investors that are selling. And, you know, I think it's a revenue opportunity for our government. I really don't see how they can shut it down.
So what would be a use case if I wanted to invoke FRPTA, and let's say I'm a Brazilian person who wants to move to the U.S., and what would happen? How does it work?
Yeah, so FRPTA comes into play when the seller is foreign, not the buyer. So in your example...
When the seller is.
Right. So in your example, let's say that you already bought your property. And, you know, you and your family have come to Florida and you've enjoyed your time here and everything's great. But now you're ready to maybe vacation somewhere else. You know, you don't want to feel obligated to come to Florida every time just because you own property here. And so now you're ready to sell. And so your real estate agent, hopefully, is going to recommend that you call someone like me. And I'm just going to go through your numbers. I'm going to find out, you know, what's the process going to be like for you? As a foreign seller, you typically have two options when it comes to FRPTA. You either, well, let me back up a little bit. So when FRPTA is involved, it means that a portion of the sale is going to be collected and sent off to the IRS as an estimated tax payment. Mm-hmm. It used to be 10%, but in 2016, they upped it to 15%. So 15% of the selling price. So here you are, you're Brazilian, you're owning this property, you're ready to sell it. It's, you know, you can get $400,000 for it in today's market. So that's a $60,000 withholding. $60,000 has to be collected from your proceeds and sent to the IRS as an estimated tax payment.
Wow.
How does anybody get back a withholding tax? You have to file a tax return. You know, I love to use the example of a pay stub. Anyone who's employed that's earning wages gets a pay stub, and you can see how much money you've earned, how much tax was withheld. And at the end of the year, you get a receipt. We don't call it a receipt, though. We call it a W-2. And you take that W-2 and you go file your tax return. And if all that money that was collected from your pay all those weeks is more than enough to cover your tax liability, then you end up getting a refund. And that's exactly how FRPTA works. Mm. Except for foreign sellers don't get paid every Friday. They get paid when they sell a property. And so when they sell a property, when you sell that property for $400,000, right then and there, 15% has to be withheld and sent to the IRS because our tax system is a pay-as-you-go tax system. We're supposed to be paying the tax as we earn the income. So when that foreign person sells, they're earning a big giant paycheck. And so money has to be withheld and sent into the IRS. And then they have to have a U.S. tax number and they have to file a tax return. And when they file the tax return, that's when we get an opportunity to say, okay, you don't owe $60,000, you only owe $20,000.
And this would be a tax return, not necessarily as an individual, but a corporate entity.
It could be an individual, it could be a corporation. So whoever that foreign person is. So if you look at the definition of who a foreign person is, they're talking about individuals and they're talking about entities. And so from an individual perspective, a foreign person is defined as a non-resident alien. Not a resident alien, but a non-resident alien. And a foreign entity would be a foreign corporation, a foreign trust, foreign partnership.
So if you hold a green card, own a business and sell it and continue to live in the U.S., FRPTA is not involved.
Right, because somebody who has a green card has been granted lawful permanent residency of the United States. So they are a resident alien via the green card test.
Does it matter whether the buyer is U.S. or domestic or foreign?
No, it doesn't matter so much. Like, who the buyer is at that moment doesn't necessarily matter as far as FRPTA is concerned, except for if it does happen to be a foreign buyers become foreign sellers.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just cyclical. You know, they end up running into it when they sell.
Okay.
The buyer does matter sometimes, though. Let me tell you when the buyer does matter. There's this exception, right? So everything that we encounter has exceptions, and FRPTA is no exception, but there's all these exceptions. And one of them does have to do with who the buyer is and how they're going to take title and what their plans are with that house. And also what the selling price is, because if the buyer is that perfect buyer that's going to be using it for personal use, they can waive the withholding. They can rely on an exception that requires them to not have to withhold, even if the seller's foreign. So I don't want to be misleading and say that the buyer doesn't necessarily matter, because it does matter in some cases.
How much of this activity occurs in Southwest Florida? Is this pretty common?
Oh, my goodness. It is so prevalent here.
Really?
You know, there's definitely, there's pockets of the country where they just have an influx of foreign investors.
Right.
California, New Jersey, Texas, Arizona, and, you know, Florida's one of the big ones.
It's all southern border states, though, right? Or southern states that are closer to...
Not necessarily. No. Like, in Ohio, they have an influx of Russian investors.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And also in Colorado, they have a lot of, you know, Canadians.
Yeah.
You know? So it's really all over the place.
Yeah, okay.
But definitely Florida and South Florida is a hot spot for it.
If you, I don't know if you are tuned into this, but where are most of the owners that are not U.S. owners? What countries own the most?
Well, I can tell you that a majority of our business is Canadians.
Really?
Yeah, so Canadians, people from Germany, people from the U.K., people from China, India, tends to be a majority of the people that we work with.
They tend to be residential properties that we're talking about?
Yeah, mostly residential. Surprisingly, we're really not called on for, you know, commercial property, so I don't know why.
But the commercial falls under the same rules, right?
It absolutely falls under the same rules. I think the reason why we don't see commercial too much is because usually when people buy, when foreign investors buy a commercial property, they usually set it up to protect them against liability. So they're setting up partnerships or they're setting up LLCs or corporations. And depending on how those entities are taxed, when they sell, they're not subject to FRPTA, even if they have foreign shareholders.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Hey, Julie, we're up against a break here, but we are going to take a very quick one, and we'll come right back and talk about FRPTA with Julie Lepore after this.
Great.
Hi, I'm Laura Ramos, Director of Membership, and you're listening to The Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Angela Foster, and you're listening to The Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Bill Risser, and you're listening to The Royal Palmcast with Jim and Jerry. This place is amazing.
Do you know a student who could use help with college tuition? Well, if you're a realtor and you have children, this may be for you. The Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association has announced the creation of the Kevin Williamson Scholarship Program for sons and daughters of realtors who are pursuing higher education. To qualify, students must be Florida residents and have at least one parent who's a realtor. Scholarships start at $1,000, and applicants are judged based on extracurricular activities, financial need, and other criteria. This program is named in memory of our late president-elect, Kevin Williamson, who was well known in the community for his generous support of those in need. For eligibility and criteria information, visit the rpcra.org website. Click on the magnifying glass search icon, type in scholarship, and press enter. Then click on scholarship from results. We wish the best of luck to all. We hope you're enjoying the Royal Palmcast, a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, your association for realtor resources, services, and education in Southwest Florida. We're committed to the success of all our members and advocate for property rights, both commercial and residential. We continue our efforts educating and influencing policymakers at all levels about issues important to realtors and homeowners. RPCRA also leads the way with community involvement, market analysis, and member engagement, all of which contribute to a superior realtor experience. With two convenient locations in Fort Myers and Cape Coral, the staff of RPCRA is here for you. You'll find us online at rpcra.org and across social media, including Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, SoundCloud, and all major podcast apps. Be sure to subscribe, like, share, and follow us to stay current on all our upcoming classes and events. Now, back to Jim Sandville and the Royal Palmcast.
Back on the Royal Podcast, talking FRPTA with Julie Lepore. Julie, during the break, I mentioned something that I'll admit now to the whole world, or at least those who listen to the Royal Podcast, maybe not the whole world. I didn't understand at all what FRPTA was, and I thought I did. Am I alone in this? I thought it had to do with people who wanted to move here, and they could use FRPTA to get, but I think I was thinking of an investment visa or something.
Yeah, you're definitely thinking of like an investor visa.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, are looking for opportunities to stay in the U.S. And so depending on the type of visa that they can get, they either just work here, they get sponsored to work here, or they invest in the community and they employ people and they have to make like minimum investments. So definitely not FRPTA. But it's interesting, though. So the people that are here on a visa that are living in the United States, that have Social Security numbers, that are paying taxes here, when they sell, they are not subject to FRPTA because they're not considered foreign, because they are considered resident aliens. So, you know, it's still you know, everything kind of mixes in together, but definitely FRPTA is the tax. Is the act that requires a withholding tax on the sale of real property.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other things that realtors especially ought to know about FRPTA while advising their clients?
You know, the biggest thing that we run into is helping them understand which sellers are foreign or not. There's just so much ambiguity. There's just a lot of disinformation there. And it's funny, too, because sometimes the sellers don't even know. I had a guy call one time, it's my favorite story. I had a guy call one time and he said, hey, you know, I'm selling my property in Colorado and there's this 15% withholding and I thought I was U.S., but now maybe I'm foreign. Like, I'm not really sure. Can you help me? And I said, well, sure, let's start with the easy question. You know, where were you born? He said, I was born in Texas. And I said, Texas, the U.S. state? Like, I know there's a country called Georgia. Is there a country called Texas? Like,
just to be clear.
Yeah, just to be clear. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I was born in Texas. And I said, well, did you give up your citizenship? And he said, no. I said, well, sir, why are you asking me if you're foreign? And he said, well, I've been living in Hong Kong for the last 30 years. So I didn't know if just at some point I become foreign for FRPTA. So I was like, well, okay, I mean, that's reasonable, but, you know, here you are, a natural-born citizen, you don't even know if you're foreign or not. Like, how are these foreigners supposed to know if they're considered residents or not? You know, there's people here on visa types. One of the ways that we determine if someone is considered a resident or not is by something called the substantial presence test. It's this mathematical formula that we apply to a person's days in U.S. soil. And essentially, if you're here substantially enough, our government's going to treat you like a resident, and they're going to tax you like a U.S. person. You're going to have to pay tax on your worldwide income.
Whether or not you have a green card or...
Well, if you have a green card, you are a U.S. person, okay. Right? So the substantial presence test, right? And so there's a lot of people that don't understand that if they visit the U.S. enough, long enough, like at some point they could be taxed as a resident. It's like this really, really, really crazy thing. It makes sense, you know, like if you're here enough that you should pay taxes here, but people just don't understand it. And so here they are trying to sell their properties and there are certain types of visas. So like someone, you mentioned like an investor visa. Mm-hmm. Obviously those guys, they're here with purpose. You know, they're working here, living here, raising their families here. They've got socials, they're paying taxes, the whole nine yards. But there are also people here that are here on different kinds of visas. So like, for example, someone who's here as a diplomat, like on a G4 visa, they could be living in the United States for 50 years and never be considered a resident because their days on U.S. soil are exempt from this substantial presence test, which is, you know, what we use, you know, to determine residency in some cases.
Kind of like the idea of a common law marriage, which I think doesn't exist any longer, but it used to be that if you lived with someone long enough, you were considered legally married.
Exactly.
In the eyes of the state or county or
municipality. Yeah, it's that same theory. So, you know, there's a lot of kids. I mean, not kids. I mean, everyone's a kid to me, but there's these people that come to the U.S. to go to school. You know, so they're 19, 20, 21, 22 years old. They're finishing up college. And mommy and daddy bought them a condo that is in their name. And so now they're selling. And they think because they've been living in the United States that they're not subject to FRPTA, that they're not considered foreign. But the problem is that their visa type is exempt from the substantial presence test for a certain amount of time. And so when they're selling, they're still considered non-residents. So, I mean, but who's going to know that?
Yeah.
How are you going to know that? You know?
Yeah.
And here's the scary thing about FRPTA. Like, I'm not even touching the surface on what FRPTA is all about for sure. But the problem is that it's the buyer's responsibility. So if you buy a property and you don't find out if your seller's foreign and you don't withhold when you need to, our government can come after you for the 15%.
You just blew my mind, Julie.
Welcome to FRPTA.
What?
Welcome to FRPTA, Jim.
I have sold 3 houses, I think. I never checked.
Yeah, you sold, but that also means that you've bought.
Well, I needed to check the. Wait a minute. Let me get my. I'm all behind.
Yeah.
Backwards on this.
The buyer's responsible.
Okay. I have bought.
Okay.
And I didn't check to sell. Check the sellers.
Yeah, that's a problem.
For all I knew, they were Canadian.
Exactly.
I mean, really.
Yeah. So unless you bought that property for less than $300,000 and declared it was going to be a personal use home, you know, that's one of the exceptions.
Oh, okay, I'm good.
But if you buy a property for $400,000 or $500,000 or you buy an investment property or you buy vacant land where an exception isn't available, you literally, as the buyer, you are required to find out if your seller's foreign or not. And if they are, you have to withhold for FRPTA.
I'm truly amazed by this.
Yeah.
Do realtors know this, do you think?
Not enough.
Unless they listen to the Royal Podcast.
Now
they
know.
Don't know now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I started, you know, I mentioned this before. I've got these little passion projects, right? Just things that just touch my soul that I just feel so passionately about. And FRPTA is definitely one of them. And there was a guy that called one time. This was years back. And a guy called. He had bought a property. And the seller was being represented by an attorney and an accountant, a CPA. And nobody really understood what FRPTA was, but they were kind of trying to like do a service for the seller. So they reached out to the buyer a couple days after closing and said, hey, we haven't had a chance to mail this application yet. We need a few more days. Are you okay with that? Well, the buyer's like, I don't know. Like, sure, it seems reasonable, you know, seems like a reasonable request. So they go ahead and send in this withholding certificate, which is an application that sellers make when they're trying to get the withholding down from 15% of the selling price. You can apply for it to be lower. So they send off this application. Well, they sent it late because those applications have to be mailed before the closing. So the IRS got the application, saw that it was late, rejected it, and sent a notice that said, hey, you know, we rejected the application, so you have to send the money to us. Well, the money had been sitting in escrow this whole time, so they sent the money in. Well, because of the reason it was rejected, by the time the money got there, they considered the money late, and it resulted in a $60,000 penalty.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
So a couple months afterwards, the buyer gets this penalty for $60,000, and now he's calling my office to see if I can do anything to help. And he's a grown man, and he was bawling his eyes out. Ooh, on the phone.
I would be, too.
He was bawling his eyes out.
Wow.
And it was so traumatic to be a part of that and to hear him sobbing. And so when I hung up the phone, I was just changed inside.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, here I am with this passion project. Here's this problem. Like, how can I get to the most amount of people and get them to know? Because not only do the real estate agents need to know, but I almost feel like the buyers need to know.
Yeah.
You know, like there should be like some sort of a public service announcement or something that says, hey, buyers, if you're thinking about buying a house, you have to read this manual and you have to sign off on it before you can sign the HUD.
Yeah.
You know, just to let them know that they've got some skin in the game, because when these transactions don't go according to plan, the IRS is only going to send out one notice, and it's to the buyer, because that's who's holding the collateral. That's whose property it is. And what do you do what happens when you don't pay your taxes? Your wages get garnished. Your assets get seized, you know? Right. And so that's what's happening. This is like really going on. So I was like, okay, how can we fix this? And it really just comes down to education. Like you said, you're like, oh, do the real estate agents know about this? If they've been to one of my seminars, they do, because this is like a big thing. I came up with a hashtag. I don't know if people still use hashtags, pound sign. I'm not sure what people call it, but it's hashtag FRPTA first. And it's the concept that every real estate transaction is subject to FRPTA first. Mm. You know, the way we've been handling FRPTA in over the last, you know, 20 years, 30 years, whatever, is we kind of wait to the end. You know, we get to the closing table and someone presents a Canadian passport or someone shows up and they don't have a tax number.
Oh.
And so here we are at the closing, like, oops, you know, we gotta, you know, now everyone's racing around trying to, you know, get what they need to do to get the closing taken care of. And I just feel like the day of closing is the worst opportunity.
Yeah.
It's like the worst time to talk about FRPTA, you know, and it's in our contract, you know, I say our contract, I'm not a licensed real estate agent, but if you look at the Florida as is contract, even the standard contract, even the new one that came out, there's paragraphs and paragraphs about FRPTA. And I always direct real estate agents right back to the contract. It's like your FRPTA Bible. You know, everything you need to know about FRPTA is right there in your contract. And if you're going to be talking about radon gas and you're going to be talking about, you know, lead-based paint, like, you need to talk about FRPTA, because all three of them can potentially kill you.
Right.
you know?
Wow.
And it's just got to be something that is just becomes a household name. So we just have to talk about FERPTA first as part of the contract and instead of at the end.
So, yeah, you are a FERPTA evangelist and you need to be that. You need to be that.
Oh, my goodness. It's just, you know, when you've seen the despair and you see the damage it can do because it wasn't handled right, I just feel like it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm.
You know, it just literally does not have to be that way.
What an eye-opening discussion. Yeah. Geez, Jerry, I didn't know any of this stuff.
Nope. New to me.
Wow.
When I do seminars, I always pick on someone. I'm like, hey, has anyone, you know, bought a house recently? And they'll raise their hands. Like, I bought, and I'm like, was your seller foreign? And they're like, no. I'm like, how do you know? And they're like, oh. How do I know? I don't know.
He didn't have an accent. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. There was a title company one time in Cape Coral years ago. It's one of my favorite stories, too. She was like, Julie. She called me. She's like, Julie, I need your help. Or, you know, I need your help to apply for tax numbers for these sellers. I said, okay, no problem. When's the closing? She's like, it's right now. And I was like, right now? What do you mean it's right now? How did you not know that your seller was foreign? She's like, well, they didn't sound foreign. I was like, oh, man, that cannot be the... Yeah. That cannot be the, you know, the deciding test. Factor.
Yeah. It'll all come out at the hearing.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Wow. Julie, thank you for letting our members and other realtors around the U.S. And around the world know about this. This is important stuff.
Yeah, there's honestly, Jim, there's so much more to FERPTA. I could talk about it for 5 days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just covered kind of the bare bones basics, but... You know, what I hope people take away is that, you know, you literally have to assume that every seller is foreign until they prove to you that they're not, because being a U.S. person is an exception to FERPTA. So either find out that your seller is not foreign and you don't have to worry about FERPTA, or find out that they are and go ahead and deal with FERPTA head on from the beginning. That's just the best way to do it. Mm. And everyone needs to understand that they've got a little skin in the game when it comes to these transactions, and they really need to be handled by professionals.
Wow. Okay, well, that's eye-opening, I must say. Now we get to switch gears to actually my favorite part of the show, and I think I warned you about this. This is called the lightning round.
I'm very nervous.
Yeah, we love the lightning round. Jerry is not such a huge fan. He enjoys it, but it takes a bit of work for him on the days when we do the lightning round. Jerry, first, he starts his day at about 3:30.
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
That's when the alarm goes off.
Alarm goes off. He leaves his waterfront mansion in Cape Coral at 4
fast.
O'clock.
4 Maserati.
3:30.
So he's out the door at 3:30 from Cape Coral, drives to North Fort Myers. He goes to a secret location. We can't disclose it for insurance reasons, but it's there. And we have a Supra box at this location that contains the questions for today's lightning round.
And Jim keeps moving it, so I have to keep hunting a different location.
We like to keep things fresh. And so we have the questions written down on 3x5 index cards. These are the official game show host index cards that you've seen. Very official. So you know it's legit.
Yeah, very official.
So we've got the questions for the lightning round, which I'm going to ask you, and Jerry's going to access them now. Jerry?
So she can actually visually see this, that we do have, it's
not a joke.
I do see a super box.
So now we've got to get this thing open.
It's not a gag. This is not shtick, folks.
Now I'm going to get it.
If it weren't real, we couldn't do it.
All right, I think.
Jerry's got, that was quick, Jerry. You're really getting good with the super.
I know.
Really getting good. I got the
lots
questions.
Practice,
make sure they're all here. So we're going to ask you a couple of questions. This is where we really get to know you, Julie, a lot better as a human being, not just a FERPTA evangelist. Not that that's not human, but we want to get to know
you. Superhuman. I'm going to have T-shirts made.
Yeah, that's who you are. So I've got the lightning round questions here. You can see them right there.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Just give me a quick soundbite answer. Don't overthink it.
Okay.
Bum, bum, bum. We'll move right through this. I'm going to ask you. You'll be starting right now. You ready?
I am.
I'm so excited. I can hardly talk.
That was my first question.
Okay. Where would you live if not in Florida?
Peru.
And
Costa Rica. I can only have one answer.
One answer.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. Okay. It's a lot closer than Peru.
Yeah. That was a very fast answer.
You visit the relatives.
I think about it all the time.
Save on the airfare. I'll come visit you there too. Okay. Which is it? You guys, yous, or y'all?
Y'all.
Y'all,
no,
you have lived in Florida since age 8. Wow, Michiganders don't say that too much. All right. What's your guilty pleasure, Julie? Something you don't typically reveal.
I hunt Pokemon.
Really?
Yeah.
With your iPhone?
Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Level 43.
I've done that. Yeah. So, all right. What's your favorite restaurant to take out-of-town clients to?
Chibo. I don't know how to pronounce
C-I-B-O.
It.
Wow. You're the second person that recommended
Chibo.
That.
It's the best.
It's
Italian, the salmon.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's Chibo. My wife's Italian.
Chibo. It's amazing.
All right. Now, tell me about some of your favorite things, your favorite TV show.
Criminal Minds.
I knew you were going to say that. Your favorite food?
Sushi.
Favorite movie?
Oh, gosh. In the comedy realm? Like, can you be more specific?
Any movie.
Movie. Cinema.
Oh, man. My favorite movie? I can't think.
I think most recent.
5 seconds, Julie.
I like the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Lord of the Rings trilogy is a good answer. All right. Good. Changing the subject here. Socks with sandals, yes or no?
Absolutely not.
No way. Dream car?
I'm really into the Volvo CX90 right now.
That's a pretty good car. Very solid and safe, too. Mm-hmm. Which celebrity, Julie, have you been told you resemble?
Several, about 30 pounds ago. Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley?
Yeah.
I'm not hugely familiar. I know I'm familiar with the name. I can't picture Keira Knightley. She's
from Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. I got it. Yep. Good. Who else?
I can't think. There's a
you
handful.
You can't
of,
think. I know you can think.
There's an actress from the, what's a vampire trilogy?
Yes.
Vampire and Werewolves. I never seen it. It's
Twilight?
Pointless. Yeah, Twilight.
Twilight, yeah.
Yeah, there's some actress in there that everyone keeps telling me I look like.
Okay, fair enough. Do you do any imitations?
That's
honest,
a yes.
Honest answer.
Shakira.
Shakira, let's hear it.
Oh, baby, when you look like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body.
Wow.
That's it. Lightning round's
winner.
Over. Winner. Unbelievable. Jerry, insert applause later.
Yes, applause is coming.
Wow. That was good.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thanks.
Woo.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Woof. I'm just shaking.
I'm glad I didn't have a lot of time to think about that.
Those lips don't lie. Or it's the hips. I don't know.
The hips don't lie.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Okay. All right. We do have one final lightning round question. You get one bucket list item, Julie. What is it?
My husband and I want to sell everything we have and travel the world in an RV. So,
wow, cool.
That's going to happen.
No children, right?
Well, the youngest is 15.
Oh, 15. Okay.
Yep.
So soon.
15, 17, 19, and 22. I'm almost done.
You're going to do it? You're going to really do it?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. Send us a postcard.
I will.
Is that still a thing? I don't know. I don't know. Hey, Julie, enough silliness. Thank you so much.
You're
for
so welcome.
Alerting our realtor members and others around the country about FERPTA. It's been a very enlightening show. I think you'll agree.
And entertaining.
Entertaining, too. The Shakira. Wow.
Our show is packing it.
We're going to isolate that and use that as a drop in
That's
later
right.
shows.
That's right.
When we challenge future guests to do an invitation, we'll say, not that you get stiff competition, but here's the last
listen
guest.
Listen to this one.
That's right. Closest we have was Sean Connery.
That's right. Right, we had a Cape Coral police officer, Carl Kennedy.
Yeah.
Carl T. Kennedy. And he did Sean Connery.
It was really good.
Yeah. So, wow, I'm impressed with the talent out there.
Wow.
I keep telling you, Jerry, we have to have a realtor talent show.
I know. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Jerry's a guitarist now, so.
Perfect.
See how that goes. Okay. Hey, thanks, folks, for listening. I want to thank you for finding us on the podcast machine. And I want to thank everybody at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association for being so supportive of us. We really do appreciate that. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so by sending an email to shows@rpcra.org. And if you want to get in touch with Julie, you can do so by
www.firptasolutions.com.
FERPTA Solutions?
FERPTASolutions.com.
.com. It's Julie, right. LEPORE.
That's right.
I get it right. Okay. Very good. And I'm Jim Sandville along with Jerry Johnson, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Be sure to listen again every week on your favorite podcast app and visit the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association website at rpcra.org and our social media pages, including Facebook and our YouTube channel. Check out all of our RPCRA platforms and make sure to subscribe and share. For information about this show or other RPCRA productions, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at shows@rpcra.org. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.